Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, yeah. Hit the unmute button, Vince. It is what it is. What do you know? It's Vince in the Bay back for another edition of Mega Show. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to yet another edition of Mega Show. It's Sunday, October 9th, 2011. Oh, my God. We made it, dudes. One more day to 10-10-11. And what's almost a month away from 11-11-11. I got to do a show, a special show on 11-11-11. I don't know what I'm going to do with that, but if you want to give me suggestions on what sort of special shindig of show we can do with 11-11-11, I'm sure there's some crazy ass astrological numerological stuff that would explain what's going to happen at 11. Will I be broadcasting at, maybe I should do the show at 11 o'clock and broadcast at 11:11 p.m. on 11-11-11. Yeah, that's the ticket. Good time. Little production meeting here to start the show. I love it. Well, why not? Because people are still filing in here. Shouts out to my early chit-chatters. I've got 7 panels, Anon Korea, Anon Sicko, Brute Thundercunt, Caleb News. Welcome, Caleb News. The artist formerly known as Crappy Tires is now Caleb News. Caleb in the building, Crappy Airbags, a.k.a. New Old Fag. Bags, representing in the chat early on. Good times. What else do we have? We have Ghost Zero in the building. Shouts out to Ghost Zero. I think Ghost Zero is firsties in the chat room. Goose Cream Soup in the building. Hey, Goose Cream Soup. Green Bastard in the house. Shouts out to Green Bastard. Welcome to the show. Motormouth News in the building. Motormouth News. Ms. Becker in the house. Navy Husky. Big ups to Navy Husky. Oh, Did Navy Husky get wind that that today was Soundboard Sunday? That's right. Navy Husky is a big soundboarder. I hope you're going to call in at some point. It's Mega Show, but it's also Soundboard Sunday. I try to encourage callers that troll me during the week. I say, you know what? Don't bother me with your amateur soundboards during the week. I'll dedicate an entire show for you to prank call me with soundboards, and that's tonight. I hope everybody and legit callers too, legit people that want to talk. If you want to, you know, come on with your own soundboard, you're encouraged, but you don't have to. It's no big deal. Brutal Thunder Cunt. No offense, but I do not do video chat. Sorry, Brutal Thunder Cunt. Not going to happen. Op No Pro in the house. Op No Pro in the building. Motormouth News. Did I skip Motormouth News? Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm just actually reading the chat. Navy Husky says, can't. Don't want to wake up the house. Dude, just put headphones on, bro. What are you doing? My God. Well, I know we're going to have some epic soundboarders later, but before we get to all that nonsense, let's get down to business. We got our friend Emmy here. Emmy, what it do?
What it is? Not a whole lot. Tired.
Yeah?
I'm calling into the Suicide Girls in about an hour, so I want to get.
Oh no way! Okay. Oh, okay. So are we getting you warmed up for the Suicide Girls?
You are. You guys can be my fluffers.
Oh, nice. Good times. What are you going to be talking about with the Suicide Girls? What's going on with them? You guys going to party? You going to do what? What's happening?
I'm not yet. I'm just going to call in. See where it goes.
Right on. Aren't they? I thought I saw a link that you or Jackal.
Maybe Jackal.
Yeah, it might have been Jackal. But I guess they're big supporters. Suicide Girls are big supporters of Occupy LA.
Yes, they are.
Which has been popping up. So that'll be interesting to see that. I've been watching. I caught some of the coverage off of there, because somebody put together a page that has a little window for every live stream feed for each of the occupations.
Right.
And I clicked on the Los Angeles one today, and I saw Danny Glover talk for about, I don't know, a half an hour. I nodded off and fell asleep and woke up, and at some point Tom Morello was rocking the house. So good times. It looks like a party. It's an occuparte is what I'm seeing out there. And I'm down. I went down past the Federal Reserve building here in San Francisco, and got some more video of the protests down there, that was my first video, I think, of the protests down there, but more video of the naked guys. I got more naked guy video footage. They are representing down at Occupy San Francisco, and I got some great penis footage.
Yo, I really need to go to San Francisco because I have an urge to run around in public completely naked.
Yeah, it's not illegal yet. It's not illegal yet here. Although, what is illegal? Just recently, Governor Brown signed a bill that made it illegal for minors to suntan and sunbathe in whatchamacallit, tanning salons, tanning booths.
Well, good. That's not something teenagers should be doing anyway.
Yeah, but does there really need to be a law? I mean, did they really have to write this legislation and go in and make this? Is there some rampant teenage tanning abuse going on? Is there a significant amount of cases? I don't even know. I haven't been paying attention. This came out of the blue today. I don't get it.
People being stupid enough to allow their children to tan in a tanning salon enough that they get skin cancer.
Dude, I'm not saying it's kind of like, you know, oh, man. Here we go. This is Roy out of Reuters. Minors in the state of California will no longer be allowed to use tanning beds after Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill on Sunday prohibiting anyone under the age of 18 from using ultraviolet tanning devices. California is the first state in the nation to ban minors from using tanning beds. And previously, California had banned minors under the age of 14 from using tanning beds, but allowed those between 14 and 18 to use the bed. So this with parental consent. But now it's like not even parental consent. The bill was part of a cluster of legislation signed on Sunday designed to, quote, improve the health and well-being of Californians, according to a statement from the governor's office. Yeah. If everyone knew the true dangers of tanning beds, they'd be shocked. Skin cancer is a rising epidemic and a leading cause of cancer death for women between 25 and 29. The law will go into effect on January 1st, 2012. What if this happened in... Snooki's over. She's over 18, right?
Please don't bring up the Jersey Shore.
I was going to say, like, if this legislation was... I mean, you know, if they're going to ban it, if it's not good for you before you turn 18, why not make it just illegal all the way around? If it's not good for you at 18, then why should it be good for you? Or at 17, why should it be good for you at 18? Okay for you at 18. I mean, Jesus, why not just put the complete shutdown and then you'll have, oh, God damn it. Is there already a goddamn scroll-a-thon going to my chat room? Oh, folks, yeah. If you're just listening and you don't pay attention to the chat room, from time to time I get some just nasty scrolling going on. I'm going to have to put the kibbutz on this. I'm going to have to mute Caleb. Caleb, 2 minutes for scrolling. Who else am I going to? I think it's Caleb for now. Oh, Green Bastard. Go ahead and mute. What? Hang on a second here. All right, Green Bastard, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Green Bastard, for scrolling. Jets. What the fuck is that? Jets. Ghost Zero, if you're very close to getting it, but you're scrolling Raiders, which is good. So I can't, although, you know, there's, you just keep it to a minimal. Thank you. So where was I? Yeah, so not only can you, this is just another of the many things that you're not allowed to do. How can you prove that somebody's used a tanning bed? Like, do you have to get caught in the act? What if somebody shows up to work and they're just really bright orange? Let's say you're a school teacher, right? And you're teaching, the sixth grade. Sixth graders, what? They're like 10, 12, 15. How old are sixth graders? Whatever. You're teaching sixth graders. One of your kids comes in. He looks bright orange. He looks like a fucking pumpkin. All right. You think, oh my God, this kid has had some ultraviolet, has been exposed to massive ultraviolet rays. I should report this to, you know, who would you report that to? Is there a new department that they're going to create? A new ultraviolet tanning bed department? Who do I tell? The FBI? Dude, one of my students, I'm pretty sure, is using tanning beds.
Neglect charge.
How do you enforce this? Oh, my God. Brutal Thundercut. What the fuck is your problem, dude? All right. Brutal Thundercut. Oh, he already got muted. Good. We got, we got Anon Korea. How did Anon Korea get muted? I'll cancel that. I don't know what happened to there. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay. It's Blog Talk Radio. It's fucking Soundboard Sunday. Let's see what Caleb has for us. What's up, Caleb? Oh shit, the cops are here again. Impressive. I don't feel like I'm lying. I feel like I'm in a Billy Idol video. What the fuck's going on? Oh, no. Why? Hey, everybody. Okay, let's stay right there. Stay right there. You're going nuts. Hang on. We got more folks here. Emmy's with me. We're taking calls. It's open lines. It's Soundboard Sunday / Mega Show. Let's take a call. We got a ton of callers lined up. Participate. It looks like Matt Cook. What's up, Matt Cook? You're on the air. What's up, Soundboard Sunday?
Great job, man. Wow. Hi.
What?
I'm a salesman. Million hero.
Matt Cook, you're on the air. I don't think he even knows he's on the air. Matt Cook, hello.
Yeah.
You're on the air, dude. Hello?
Yeah. Right.
Never mind. Dude, we got a lot of calls. Hang on. Let's see. Area code 918. You're on the air with Emmy and Vince. What's up?
Hey, Vince. It's Aunt Bathtub Girl.
Oh, Bathtub Girl is here.
Yeah.
Can I get the story behind that name, please?
What did she say?
She calls in while she's in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
my name, Bathtub Girl.
Bathtub Girl is one of the new goddesses here on the program.
I've been gone for way too long.
She usually calls in from the tub.
Well, I'm glad.
I don't think I've ever not called in.
Yeah, hence the name Bathtub Girl.
Right. Brilliant mind.
So how are you tonight, how are you tonight, darling?
Oh, I'm a little upset with California as well, not just because of the tanning bed thing. But now they're allowing the young girls as young as 12 to get the Gardasil vaccine without parental permission. And that can cause you to die. I mean, that's just completely crazy. They won't let you get a tan, but they'll let you inject yourself with a vaccine that can kill you. I mean, how nuts is that? How nuts?
Welcome to Junkyard America, as Ghost would say.
Mm-hmm.
We have another goddess with us now. I can't believe this.
No, I do.
I think I've died and gone to Blog Talk Radio Heaven. I do believe now we have another goddess with us. This is, hang on a second. Let me figure out where I'm at here. Ms. Becker in the building. What's up, Ms. Becker? How are you doing tonight?
Good. I spent a night and a day at Occupy LA. And
oh, yes. Tell us about it.
Well, first I showed up about 10 p.m., and right away, like, all the conspiracy theorists wanted to talk to me. And I ended up talking to the librarian, and we slept together, and then he said, "Welcome to the occupation," afterwards, which was nice. And I got about 3 hours.
Wait, you hooked up with this guy?
I hooked up with the librarian. Yeah, and I've been putting out tweets telling girls to go sleep with him so he's not cold at night, because it's fucking cold and he doesn't have a tent. He just sleeps under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it was cold under there. But, and then I wake up the next morning, and by, like, noon, my eyes were sunburned, so I didn't have too much fun. I was exhausted. But it was cool. I mean, it's hippie land. And, well, and one of the things the guy was complaining about, the librarian guy, because he's been at Occupy Wall Street, he was in New York, and then he went to another one, and then he came here, and he's just been living in Occupy world for the last 6 weeks. And it's interesting, because all of his, everything he talks about is, like, within the confines of, like, the Occupy government and stuff. So it's like he's entrenched in it all the time. But I guess he went to Columbia and he couldn't find a job. You know, like everyone has that story, I guess. But he kind of gets pissed off.
How can you not find a job in Columbia? Why, duh, just work for the drug cartels. Duh.
No. Columbia, the university.
Oh, he's an academic. Oh, no wonder. He's an academic. Got it.
Yeah. But he's getting pissed off at Occupy LA, not, like, really pissed, but just, like, rolling his eyes, because we don't have, like, police all up our ass here.
The city's, like, endorsing it. They were passing out ponchos. The mayor was passing out ponchos to the protesters. Yeah. They love them. They fucking love them.
The way I see it is that Villaraigosa is, like, the first Mexican mayor since 1850, so there's this interesting, like, Latino undertone to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because basically the white people came in and took their shit. So there's this interesting sort of undertone of like, oh yeah, hell yeah, we know what you're talking about. Rich white kids coming to camp on our lawn. So I don't know. It's interesting, but I guess also this guy who's been at New York and other places. It's just kind of like there's no resistance here, you know. It's not, you're just kind of here in solidarity. It's like Burning Man. It's totally
Burning Man.
It's
a party. It's an Occu party. That's what I'm calling it. And there's nothing
Occu
wrong
party
with
in
that.
LA.
It's totally cool. Why not have a meeting of the tribes or gathering of the tribes, whatever you want to call it? Have it. This is just a big. It's kind of reminiscent of the '60s or whatever when they were just having these happenings or whatever. You know, whatever. It's civil disobedience. It's great. I think it's fantastic. I'm kind of on the sideline, just sort of as a passive spectator, and I can appreciate a lot of elements of it, but. But I hear you. I'm definitely picking up what you're putting down, and I appreciate your perspective. Let's bring on some more folks here. I got a ton of people on the line. I got who's this? Block caller, you're on the air.
No banning, no tanning. No banning, no tanning.
Oh man, it's Operation Mute Op No Pro. What's up, Op No Pro?
No banning, no tanning. Hey, shut up, fucker.
Also, no circumcisions either if you're in San Francisco. You cannot.
Oh, hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Did you actually physically sleep with this guy, like in the Bible, or did you just keep him warm like we do in the military?
I mean, when someone says, welcome to the occupation, what do you fucking think they mean?
That's what I'm asking. What did you do? Excuse me, I'm not going to run it through my head.
I got laid, bro. All right.
Oh, wow. I am not telling the Bar Association about this conversation. That is cool. Did you get pictures or videos?
No. I mean, dude, it was like, and it was actually 2:30 in the morning under a fucking table with a tarp. If there was a
good
fucking camera crew with lighting.
And you weren't afraid of them grabbing the tarp and saying you can't use it while you're fucking?
What do you mean by that?
Was there a line for you?
There's this chick at Occupy LA. You got it, like, God bless her, but she's like the freaking Occupy police. There's a few people with yellow vests. And this lady, she's a blonde with glasses, and she'll walk around and randomly just be like, this needs to be clear. There needs to be an aisle here. And doesn't really explain why. She just sort of like walks around and tells people what to do. And get this. She was having, like, welcome tours. She was touring people around, like, with a fucking sign. Like, it was so Hollywood. It was very, like, you know, here's the library, and here's the stage. And
Lauren, I'm just going to ask one more question and then relax for a bit. But aren't you trying to fuck the 1% dick rather than the 99% dick? Don't you want that special one? So aren't you compromising your
political? I've fucked a lot of different kinds of dicks. 1% of – I fucked 1% dick. 1% dick isn't bad. But I don't discriminate the dick, okay?
That's
obvious.
I'm talking about wealthy. I'm talking about size.
Dude, OpNoPro, what are you raging about, OpNoPro? You're all about free love and hippie-isms, dude.
Everything makes sense. I told you that. The 1% dick is the biggest dick you've ever slept with in your life.
That's right, baby.
Out of 100. The 99% is the normal dick. I'm not talking about wealth or riches.
Well, at least 1% could get her a room.
That's what I'm asking.
Are you literally like size-wise 1%? Or are you talking about 1%, the, talking about
1% of your bell curve? The female bell curve.
It's the motion of the ocean, OpNoPro.
Hey. I have 37 kids like Jamie. What a fuck. Okay.
My God,
thank
dude.
You for speaking right now.
OpNoPro, everybody. OpNoPro. He's more intense than a soundboard. Could ever be. It's Soundboard Sunday Mega Show. I got a panel of goddesses here. And if you want to join us, don't be shy. There's plenty of room. 347-826-7667. And I have 7 panels on. Go ahead, 7 panels.
That was my space. I had my blinker on and everything. Fuck you, punk-ass, bushy-ass, hook-ass, nigga. I'm a diddy-ass.
Gentlemen, me on the air. Hello? Who's this? Hello? Hello, gentlemen? Hello? Who was that? Hey, shut up. Seven panels. What is that? Supposed to be like seven people on a one Skype call? Whatever. It sounds like they got to work some stuff out. Looks like we're joined by Jackal Anon now. What's up, Jackal?
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. You're just on with the goddesses.
I know. One of them was calling my name when I heard her talk.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to call in. What's happening?
Nothing much. Bathtub girl is just, hanging out in the tub.
She doesn't sound so pleasant.
Why wouldn't she? What do you mean? She's in the tub. She's
yeah, but she's talking. She's talking about these vaccines. Well, it's not really happy stuff. And then she's getting down on this other girl for having some
she's
occupied.
She's a whore. Time. I mean, she's a whore.
See, no, that's what I'm talking about.
I didn't get money. I got.
Oh, that's obvious. You're getting money. You were on a tarp underneath a table. I mean, might as well have been a line behind you. No, I heard my friend Michael in New York.
See,
he
that's
works
exactly
at
what
Wall
I'm
Street.
About.
You know, about these girls approaching him for money that are the occupied girls, that they're in a bunch of slots,
hey.
And it's sounding like that's the case. At least go with the 1% that can get you a bed in a room.
I've done that before. They're so boring.
I'm sure
I'll
you have.
All they do is fucking, like, work. They're the sluts. Dude, men are sluts. Talk about sluts. Men are fucking sluts.
I
so
am not.
She's
so,
such an easy lay.
So,
such an easy
so,
lay. I could lay her.
Me?
One at a
know.
Time. One at a time.
Mm-mm-mm.
You want us to go slower?
Yes.
Yeah. He needs it as slow as possible. He has to make sure his blue pill pops up.
No, I'm actually very picky with. I don't, you know, mean to be bitchy.
How are
about
you picky
this.
If you're underneath a table, underneath a tarp? How is that being picky? You just met the man one hour,
you
maybe
never
2 hours.
You don't know though. She could.
So.
This could just be a one-off, spontaneous thing. It doesn't mean. She does it, I don't know, do you, every time you go to an occupant, you just,
well,
just pull aside a guy and say,
I mean,
hey, buddy, you look cold. You just do, you pity,
he actually gave me
like that
he,
all the time?
I was talking a lot, and he's kind of, like, calling me out on it, because I was just going off about everything. We're talking about philosophical stuff and shit, and he grabbed my hand, and he started giving me a hand massage, and it hurt really bad, and he's just like, you seem tense, and then he, like, gave me a full body massage. It was awesome.
Oh, man, what a fucking setup. Oh, well.
I know, right? So, like,
script, yeah,
I
script
know,
63.
So like, once I get to that point where it's like, I'm going to fuck this girl now. I know, and then I know whether to fucking ward them off or, you know, go for it if I'm interested.
I'm sorry, we have a conflict of interest. You cannot be my lawyer anymore.
Do I represent you already?
I will not have you blowing me in the chambers. Out of the question.
No.
So.
I don't fucking, you know, look for guys that I would be in a professional or client relationship with and be like, I'm going to fuck them. I
understand. Lauren, I understand. I mean, like, if you want to do it, go do it. But you are on a radio show. The entire internet is listening to you right now. They have about 263 million people that can pick up the live feed. And it's incredible. I love it. Now, this bitch that's in the bathtub, she's got to put her head down because she's full of shit. What's with you, Angela? That's crazy shit.
What's crazy shit?
Talking about Lauren being promiscuous? Are you kidding? And you're in a bathtub calling a radio station talking about picking your brush or something? Sorry.
Don't turn us against each other. If that's not something she would do, that's fine. Something
well,
where I put it in a guy. I'll put it this way. I decide the second I see a guy whether or not I will sleep with him.
Yeah, do the same thing.
Well,
I don't
that's,
know why
that's pretty much how it works for everybody. You know, guy or girl,
yeah.
Everybody pretty more,
so,
more or less.
In that context, I am very picky. So
and
if
you,
I haven't
how are you picky?
I don't fucking sleep with every funerals. I'm a tomboy, so I have tons of guy friends. I'll tell you, for every guy I've slept with, I probably have 500 male acquaintances, friends.
Oh, I'm sure you got really a lot of male friends. There's no doubt in my mind.
you're insinuating that I would sleep with all of them. I wouldn't. I have plenty of guy friends.
I think you might under the right circumstances.
So interesting.
She's telling you she's
if your hand's tense enough and they massage your hand, you're down on the floor underneath the table.
Well, that's because I decided the moment I saw this guy that I would sleep with him.
Well,
I've had that
feeling. Occasionally.
Yeah, I had that over the turkey today. You should see the mess.
There was a guy.
Stay away from the turkey today. Are you in the cafeteria? Stay away from the turkey.
Just get a
bratwurst.
I had the same feeling when I saw Sasha Grey last night for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what guys.
Who is Sasha Grey? What are you talking about?
Sasha Grey is hot.
I know.
I'm not disputing that. Who the I don't know who that is.
There's a
though.
Cool thing called Google.
Star.
Use it.
She's a porn star and she's gorgeous.
And
she's
I was
like,
chatting with her on Twitter last night.
Stuff. I don't have time.
I'm sorry, but I'm a whore and a slut, but you're worshiping a porn star. Like I don't.
Who is me?
Madonna's better. Sorry.
Yeah, she is.
Wait, is this a Suicide Girl talking?
Yeah.
Am I? Okay. Sorry. Mixed up. Yeah, she's got the raccoon eye thing going on her webpage.
Hey, I'm having a bear party later tonight, bear dancing. I got like 8 guys coming over with bear outfits on, and I'm going to hear that.
Yeah, that's on NoPro's new show.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list, Vince. I prepared my sexual list.
Furry Op NoPro's Furry Frenzy.
I have
Tuesday
nothing
night.
On it, Vince? I fucked up. I have no things on my sexual bucket list.
What?
How fucked up is that?
That is fucked up, Op NoPro.
That means I've done every fucking thing there is, Emmy.
Add more.
There's always new things to try. Trust me, I
wish you're more. If I could go up one more 10,000 feet in the airplane or hike up a bigger mountain or...
No, but you need to add putting underneath a table with a tarp on it because that sounds pretty hot.
Yeah, unoccupied. Remember, I'm the first one to start occupying my wife, so don't fuck with me. I called it, man. Occupy my wife.
Occupy sex. 2:30 in the morning, helicopters flying overhead. Under the table. Do it.
That sounds exciting. Next is the Hollywood sign.
5 feet is to keep something like that. You know, I keep watching the live feeds hoping I'll see that, but I haven't found it anywhere.
It'd be great if you were on the live feed.
I think
is
we ought to.
Is Sasha a suicide girl? Sorry. Is Sasha a suicide girl?
No.
Oh.
She looks very artsy.
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
From what I gathered from Google search last night.
Well, she's got a Wikipedia, too.
Of course she does.
Marina. And Hansies.
I'm going to make one for Op NoPro, a Wikipedia.
Former pornographic actress. What are you doing now?
I'm going to make one tonight. I think all docs should be on Wikipedia from now on.
Oh, she's pretty. That's right. Oh, I put mine. I told you what I did on the ones where we use the Google Maps and write them outside the houses where they live and put on their fucking. Yeah, they can't remove it. Nobody can. It's really cool. I did shadow that way, the stupid fuck.
Maybe my 54-page docs on Kaleb should be on Wikipedia.
Speaking of Kaleb, let's bring him back on. It's Soundboard Sunday. Go ahead, Kaleb. You're back on. Kaleb?
Oh, come on.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. If this were an actual emergency, the soundboard you'd be hearing would be followed by, death and destruction. Soundboard Sunday is Vince in the Bay. I got goddesses with me, Emmy, Bathtub Girl, Lauren. Let's bring on another soundboarder here, and then we'll take a break and come back. And I think the one angry Jew, wait, rage quit. I was going to bring him on in a second. Oh, well, we might have escaped the one angry Jew. That was amazing. He was on the line. I was actually going to bring him on, but he rage quit, I guess. Got antsy. All right, let's see. Matt Cook. Matt Cook, what's up?
What's up, Ben?
Not so much, Matt Cook. What's going on with you?
Well, dude, I live in the D.C. area, and, like, you heard about the Occupy D.C. thing, right?
What about it? I mean, I know it exists. What's going on with it, though?
Like, 2 days ago, apparently the protesters gave them, like, closed the Air and Space Museum for some reason. Like, I think they kept protesting around it or whatever.
Dude, you got way too much background noise going on, bro. You got to turn down the TV set, turn off Family Ties, whatever you're listening to, and call back in, bro. Let's see. 7 panels. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, huh? Go.
Southport Sunday, folks.
I got the
hey, 7 panels. Meet collecting.
Go.
For that garbage. It's Soundboard Sunday. What do you want? Jesus Christ. I do take requests. 347-826-7667 is the number. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking to Lauren about Occupy LA. For Lauren, it actually should be Occupy Laid, LAID. Oh yeah, girl, a little, you know, hey, it's free love. It's you know, if shit spontaneously happens like that, why not? More power to you, girl. Yeah, we're gonna take a little break and come back in a momento and see what it is. 347-826-7667. Let's take a break here. I forgot what I was going to do here. There was a request from Lull's Own, I think it was. Lull's Own had a request for a song, and let me see if I can find it here. It was Guy something or other. I forgot the artist's name, but I know it's loaded on here. Let's see. Guy Mitchell. This is a request from Lull's Own. Song is Singing the Blues by Guy Mitchell. I'll be right back.
autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Michael Bush to Campbell's left in the gun. The safeties are coming down. The middle's open here. Let's see if Campbell throws it. The safeties are in the box. They're loading up. Campbell, a quick throw out left. Catch. Haywood Bay. Break a tackle and you're gone. He broke it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Raiders. Campbell out of the gun on third down. Time. Steps up. He throws. Caught. And it's going to be a Raider touchdown. Wide open. It was to Chaz Shillings. It looked like Campbell would tuck it and run for a moment, and he came close to crossing the line of scrimmage, but he did not. Here we go, to win the game or lose the game. It's all right here. Matt Schaub out of the gun. First and goal. Back. Final play. Time. He can run for it. He pumps. Now he throws. It's intercepted by Michael Hupp. The Oakland Raiders have won the game. The Raiders win it on the final play of the game.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. The Raiders were victorious today, one day after the passing of beloved Al Davis, the king. Well, maybe not totally beloved. A lot of people hated his ass. But, yes, the Raiders were valiant once, valiant in victory on the field over the Houston Texans. And that's your Raiders recap. I'm Vince in the Bay. Let's go back to the phone lines. And it's Soundboard Sunday. So if you want to get in on this, get your soundboards ready. I got a new soundboard I loaded up now because, you know, in honor of the Raiders, this is my new soundboard.
Touchdown, Raiders!
That's what I'm talking about, Greg Papa. That's Greg Papa, the local play-by-play guy for the Raiders. Good times. Anyways, let's check out Broseph Stalin. What's up, Broseph Stalin?
Hello?
Yeah, Broseph Stalin, what's up? What's going on?
All right, boy! I'm a nigga, fucker! What the fuck you talking about?
I'm sorry, Ed, what song? What are you talking about, dude?
Fucking address!
What are you talking about, dude? What's your... Are you mad? You sound mad, bro. What's up?
Give me a okay? Put this clip in this motherfucker!
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Clip is in, bitch, how about yours?
Are you even talking to me? Hello? Hello?
I don't give a fuck either, bitch!
Oh, I think... Hey, Lauren. Actually, I'm my bad. Lauren, I think he's talking to you.
Bitch ass
song. He mad.
He's... I mean, he sounds... He's talking dirty shit. I think this is his idea of foreplay.
I wasn't paying attention to the words. I was just listening to the audio.
All right, that's enough from Professor Stone. Thanks for coming out, dude.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
Caleb, you got to, oh man, Caleb, the artist formerly known as Crappy Tires is now Caleb News. Caleb News, what's up with you, dude? Okay, thanks, Caleb. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Yeah. Changing your handle made a world of difference. Area code 609, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is what your show has become.
Oh, God.
The Jew.
It's the Jew. What's up, Jew? What'd it do?
Well, luckily for you, my phone's almost dead, so I'm down in the kitchen making myself an espresso. But there's not much time. But this is what your show's become? Crappy soundboards and people changing their names. Listen, let me give you some advice for a little bit of fun. You ready?
Yes, please.
If you want to hear Benjamin Solomon, ready for this? Put into a trance that he couldn't get out of. Make sure you listen to the last hour of his show. I think I killed him.
You, what do you mean he killed him? Like you just got him so tongue-tied he couldn't say anything?
He did a reset. It was a blue screen of death. I think he's gone.
If you don't know who we're talking about, folks, Benjamin Solomon is another character here on Blog Talk Radio. He's got a show. I think he changed his name on VTR. I think he's now the right-wing angry Jew. He's kind of like biting the name a little bit.
He's so hung up on me. It's amazing. But I think I've done him in. I don't think he's coming back.
He was on last night.
He was on tonight. And I think I just did him in. He's done.
No, he'll be back, dude.
He started repeating the same thing. He must have said it 16 times. I don't think he's coming back.
No,
who was the lady that we were on last night?
Oh my God, that was Desert Rose. Poor Desert Rose. I did a little appearance on Desert Rose, and then made the mistake of tweeting it out, and she got a little dose of the cabin crew in her chat room, and some guy that was on her show, I have no idea who this dude was. He didn't even want to tell me his name, but he was just raging so hard at me. It was like my fault because these people were scrolling cabin crew in the thing. And it was pretty dramatic, but whatever. Yeah, I guess that's what I get for not doing a show.
The rest of the Blog Talk Radio has to suffer. If you never hear from Benjamin Solomon, I think it was me.
Dude, I haven't heard from Benjamin Solomon in months, dude. I wouldn't even notice if he was gone. In fact, I thought he was gone until I figured out that he was the right-wing angry Jew now. Like, changed his name. You're yelling at me about talking about people changing names, and now you bring up somebody else who's changed their name? Who cares?
Ben?
So you pwned Benjamin Solomon. Who cares?
No, I didn't pwn him.
Not a tough target, Jew. Not a very...
I think I've killed him, though. I'm starting to feel bad about it.
Dude, I'm telling you, he'll be back. I'm not worried about him.
I don't think so. I think they're wheeling him out right now in one of those chairs where they sit up with their hands down. I don't think so. I think he's never to be heard from again.
So what's going on here? I got Motormouth News in the building. He's telling me that Press Storm got the account pwned, but he sent me the link to Press Storm with three S's.
All I can say is that her Gmail got pwned because whoever was trying to chat with me on it didn't sound anything like her, like how she types at all.
Oh, I think you want to talk about pwnage. Like there's been like what, at least 20 spoof accounts of her and or Press Storm and all of the satellite accounts, if you will. So, you know, somebody's doing a number. There's like some Project PM type shit going on.
Did you watch the Kokesh video of this guy was in California? Did I send that to you?
No.
The one who says the word like every other word.
Oh, no, you did. I've seen a lot of Adam Kokesh's videos.
No.
And the one I saw today that I thought was kind of funny, actually, was he was just videotaping their general assembly there. And he was zooming in on everybody when they were talking. And I guess some of these protesters have seen some of his videos. Apparently.
What did you think of the ugly Jewish girl who was jumping up and down? She looked, people call me a troll. Man,
I missed that part. But he was just videotaping the proceedings, and they during their meeting, they're like, I vote that we essentially ban Adam from videotaping us. They got all butthurt because he's videotaping them, and then they started like standing in front of his camera, and
right.
They were like,
and I love the guy. I love the cool glasses guy who stands there and says, "Well, you just think you can just go anywhere and do anything you want." Yeah, if there's the quote of the day, I think that's it.
Yeah. Caleb, I'm saying your name wrong. Caleb, is that how it's supposed to be said?
Yes.
Okay. That's his fault. He doesn't give you instructions.
Maybe Broseph Stalin has some words of wisdom. What do you think, Broseph Stalin?
The side of your neck.
What's that?
Fucking name, ho. What's your fucking attitude?
Simmer down, bro. Simmer down. Relax, dude. I have everybody on edge. Okay, look. I see. This is what happens when I have that one angry Jew on my show. Everybody gets tense suddenly when the Jew comes on. I don't know what it is. Joseph Stalin is usually very, very peaceful.
No, I said you soon, bitch. Come get some. I can't wait to smoke this motherfucking barrel. My stick gonna heat up and melt, popping your motherfucking ass.
All right.
But I'm picky. I only want that.
Good times, Broseph.
Dude,
Broseph, you don't. Your voice is amplified through the phone. We can hear you. You don't have to yell.
I'm gonna smoke you. Give me the address.
Bro, do you even hear me, Broseph? Do you have the phone up to your ear? What's up? Hello. Broseph.
Give me a fucking address, hoe.
You're talking at me. You're not even listening to me.
I got so fucking
mad. One-way street. I'm not into this. This is not a conversation, dude. What the hell?
Bitch ass soon.
All right, get rid of that guy. I'm sorry, ladies. That was uncalled for.
we have a request for trolls and Occupy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the occupations.
Occupy my orifices.
What a...
Well, I'm still going for Occupy Starbucks. That's mine.
I support Occupy Starbucks as well. I
really want to occupy his mouth with my fist.
There's a line, unfortunately. A long one.
Yeah. Sadly.
Caleb, what's up? I said your name right, did I not?
Very nice. High five.
a lot of it lacks imagination.
At Walmart.
All right, I don't want to listen to Creed.
He listens to terrible, awful stuff.
Broseph Stalin's back. Broseph Stalin, what it do?
Give me 2 minutes. Let me put this clip in this motherfucker. My clip is in this robot's force.
It's Soundboard Sunday, everybody. It's Soundboard Sunday. This is what it is. Try to encourage people to do it on one night so they don't do it during the rest of the week. Okay, we can suffer through one of these.
Smoke your ass!
Joseph, you need to relax, dude. Jew, are you making a coffee? Make a decaf for Broseph.
I'm telling you, I'm starting to Twitter over here.
You're Twittering?
I'm Twittering, yeah.
No way. Let me see. I don't think you let me add you. You're on private.
No, go request again. You can be on there.
All right.
Can I be your friend?
I even have Kishu on there. I mean, you ought to be on there, right?
Kishu, RIP, is no longer with us. She's
I was gonna ask you, what happened to Kishu?
I don't know, man. She just kind of disappeared off the face of the planet. And Caleb alleges that she's been vanned.
Yeah, I heard Charlie vanned her.
Yeah, allegedly Charlie vanned Kishu. So apparently she's in a penitentiary somewhere in Arizona, I presume, Arizona District.
For what?
Exactly.
Wow.
Maybe that Ben character killed her.
Master.
Not Solomon. What was that? What was that idiot's name?
How about that video with Charlie, though? Like, seriously.
I need a radio reset, please.
Okay, so Shari Wongs is this 15-year-old kid from the UK who has had a major crush on Kishu and became very friendly with her. And then at a certain point, I don't know, she just decided she wasn't going to be on the internet anymore and stopped, you know, talking to people. I presume stopped talking to him. And at some point, I guess he felt like she had jilted him. He got butthurt and then went nuts and released all the information he could find on her, pics, videos, docs, you know, name, address, anything he could throw out there.
Well, that's happened before.
Yeah, exactly. And
well, the video.
So he's the latest one. He's the latest jilted lover, lover.
Jesus Christ.
And so she is basically vacated the internet.
Where can I find these pictures?
That's incredible.
Oh, all you have to do is Twitter the Wongs. He's probably not awake right now. He's probably asleep. I think he has school today. But he's sort of your one-stop shop for Kishu docs, more or less.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it is what it is. It's the internet. There you go. Caleb, are you there?
And a young man, no less, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. All right, let's go. Who's this? Blocked caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Vince?
Hey, Reefer. What's going on, bro? It's Reefer, everybody.
I'm kind of racist.
This is Reefer.
Like,
go ahead, Reefer.
This fucking show, like, what's it coming to? People fucking raging in a chat about Kishu getting banned? Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, what the fuck has he done for the underground at all? Like, what has she contributed? Why the fuck should we free her? I mean, there are plenty of other people who have done so much.
What
more
have I done for the underground? You're still talking about me. Everybody talks about me.
We try not to talk about you.
You wish.
Was that Jamie? Is that Jamie?
No,
I must have confused it. I confused it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Reefer. We cut you off. What's up? Continue.
No, I don't know. I'm just like, fucking, this shit happens. People are all mad at Cherry, and believe me, I think Cherry's a little bitch, and we doxed him about 3 months ago. But anyway, like, getting mad at him for doxing somebody, I mean, that shit happens. That's what goes on. Life goes on.
Amen, brother.
I mean, on the most, she has, like, conspiracy charges. She'll be in there, like, a few months at most.
Well, no, I don't think that's the most, because she was cybering with a 15-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, how is that provable?
If they can prove it,
Yeah, dude, that's...
Skype keeps logs, bro.
It probably fell for ejection.
It's pure speculation at this point. It's all we're doing is speculating. There's nobody knows shit.
Exactly. She's taking a page from your book and she's making it all up. Come on.
Yeah. I haven't seen her fake Reuters article out there yet, though.
Well, if it's there, I can find it.
The one she wrote about Occupy or the Middle East?
Occupy
for AGJE or which one, Vince? I read two articles that she wrote in the last 4 days.
Who are you talking about?
Are you saying a fake Reuters article that I heard you mention?
Yeah. Yeah. Does Kishu have a fake Reuters article out there?
Not to my knowledge. It was a real one that I saw.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, there's
she's more talented
real,
than they give her credit for.
You found a real Reuters article with Kishu? Send it to me.
I think it was
Kishu writes for Reuters. That's a good one.
Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, she's
AP,
Reuters. She reports for all four of all. That's what she does. She made up the whole heiress thing. That was all fabricated.
Is this the female
Barrett?
She actually works with Barrett Brown. How'd you know? There's actually video evidence of that already out there on the internet. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, do they do heroin together, Vince? Do they do
what?
That and share needles? Do they do heroin?
I don't know. That's not a question I can answer. I have no idea.
Oh.
But somebody, is that you, Jew? Are you? Yeah, that is him. That's him making all that goddamn noise, huh? Wow.
He was making coffee.
Obscenely loud. Okay, I put him on mute, everybody. So,
good.
Chill.
I think somebody just asked Lauren to go on Craigslist.
Hey, Lauren. Are you still there? Do we scare you off?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm here.
All right, good.
Have you drowned in your bath yet?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, bathtub girl took off, dude.
Oh, good. She probably drowned and her phone's dead.
Oh, speaking of taking off.
Yeah, we need to take off.
Yeah, we need to go.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, kids. Yeah, you guys are gonna go. You guys are gonna go over to
Suicide Girls.
Yeah. Go ahead, plug that real quick. Tell us about it. We'll come over after.
When you said you were in church today, were you really in church? Because I was laughing my ass off.
He was really in church.
Yeah, I sent Emmy a picture because she doesn't believe I go to church either.
I don't not believe you. I just.
Yeah, if you would like me to send you photographic evidence of me at church on Sundays, I would be more than happy to.
Oh, I don't need photographic.
I'm talking about NoPro.
Oh.
Hey, for me, I sent you a Twitter to the church.
I know, I was tweeting in church to him through DM.
That's too fucking funny. Okay.
I did pray to you for you, though.
I don't. I told you don't.
I put holy water on my cell phone.
That's disgusting.
Right, well.
I can't believe it didn't burn through it. Because it's a weapon of the evil 1% that use it to manipulate us like tools.
According to Jamie, I'm a part of the 1%. I lolled so much.
Oh, you are. I knew someone would expose it. I didn't want to mention it myself, but I'm glad somebody finally had the guts to reveal it. That's right. Jack was the 1%er this whole time, you idiots. Like, it wasn't obvious from the beginning.
Right.
Provocateur.
Five building.
Right, Jamie, I'm
site.
Going to prison.
You know the Jackal building in New York? That's mine. whatever. Well, we have to go.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Are they going to Occupy LA?
Yeah, they're talking about Occupy LA on 103.1 in LA.
Sweet. Are you going to be there at the weekend?
No, we're not going to it. We're talking about it with them.
Talking. Okay. All right.
I'm not in LA.
I think. Okay.
All right. But if there's a bench and a tarp that you want me to meet you at, by all means, we can hang out, you know?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Occupy these nuts, baby.
I'm getting an Occupy Becker, but it's from a 17-year-old, so I don't. Yeah, there we go. You see that in the chat? You see that?
Dude. No holds barred here.
Starting your own occupation.
There's another caller here from
a 17-year-old, so I really can't. I can't. What?
210. Is this Emmy again? Who is this?
No, not Emmy.
Oh, this is Div. My bad.
Yeah.
Div. Right on. We lose one goddess, we acquire another. It's
okay.
Div. Synthetic divinity in the building, everybody. Welcome to the show, honey. You're just in time for the second hour. What's going on? Are you just joining us? You've been listening? What's going on?
I tuned in earlier, but I hung up because I was getting text messages. But I'm back. I'm just tired, sleeping.
Yeah, I odds are 2-1 that she falls asleep before the end of the show. Last week, I did like two shows back to back where when I went, because whoever's left at the end, I go around the horn and get people to say their final thoughts. And every time I'd come around to you, you'd be like,
sorry, I have school the next day, but
it's all right. That's the effect I have on people. That's why people listen to the show. It helps them go to sleep. That's right. It's fine. It's a service I don't mind providing for the folks out there.
That's terrible. Don't say that.
But I'm glad you're here with us. I got Lauren Opno Pro and Reefer with me, and it's sort of officially Soundboard Sunday, and that means people are supposed to call in tonight and not during the rest of the week, and play their ridiculous sound clips. I like to. This is kind of a tactic I use. We were talking about Kishu earlier as well, but when Kishu used to be the more or less my de facto co-host here, she would always demand that I play her music, and I just decided I was going to dedicate one show to just her music, so I wouldn't have to be, you know, polluted by it throughout the rest of the shows. And I'm doing the same, trying to do the same thing with the soundboards. Like, instead of having people call me during the week and fucking up the flow of my of the conversation here with their soundboards, I just say, why don't you just fuck up the flow of one night, Sunday night, Soundboard Sunday, and that's what we're doing. And unfortunately, we have the one angry Jew with us, too, and he's making coffee. What's up, Jew?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was glad you gave me the shout-out, because if you had left me out after all that, I was going to really be pissed.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
All these people are new. How long have I been hanging out with you for?
The Jew has been a friend of this program off and on since probably December, almost a year now. I've been doing this show for about 3 years, and it's been a revolving door of characters, no doubt, and there's some that stick around and come back for more over time. And, the Jew is one of them. The Jew is more attached to just BTR in general. He kind of does this to everybody, really. I think I just humor him more than others, so that's why he comes back, everybody. I apologize. It's my fault. I probably shouldn't even give him any airtime, but, you know, somebody's got to, or else, you know, he might talk to his family and his kids or something.
Who's that, the wandering fuck?
No, the one angry Jew. Caleb News,
yeah.
What's up? Caleb. Dude, your voice changer thing is for the bird. Hello? This is pretty much unintelligible. I have no clue what you're saying. Is this a soundboard, or is this you talking with the voice changer thing? Caleb, this is terrible. Can you hear me, Caleb? Forget it. Into the green room. He can think that he's still talking to me. Oh my God, we get it all here. We get it all. It is what it is. It's been wild so far. We got another 50 minutes to go. Don't be shy, people. We've been talking about all the occupying that's going on. Lauren is with us. She had an experience.
Seth?
To say the least, at Occupy. She had somebody occupy her pants at Occupy, yes. Wall Street, or Occupy LA. And that's what I'm talking about. I went by the Occupy San Francisco protest today, and I didn't see. I saw a lot of folks I'd like to jump under a bench with, but nobody gravitated to me. I was kind of disappointed.
They didn't have time.
I wonder.
Away. I heard.
They're taking tarps.
Dude, I got some video of their they just have a big pile of shit over there. It's just a big I got video of it. I'll post it later. But it was just like literally an entire mountain of sleeping bags and blankets and just sleeping crap. It was like a mountain that was built up against the railing of the BART station entrance at Embarcadero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing the transformation. They really have done a number over there. One Angry Jew. What it do?
Sounds great. Well, when you were talking about a mountain of shit, I thought it really was a mountain of shit. By the way, speaking of that, where are these people shitting?
I pissed. I found a place where I was somewhat hidden, and I pissed on the lawn of the L.A. City Hall, so that was fun.
That's not what I'm talking about. I asked you where people are shitting, not pissing.
There are porta-potties that occupy L.A.
Because I'll tell you, I got to tell you something.
Oh, I can believe that. They probably... I mean, they had the goddamn mayor, like, sponsored it. I'm surprised they didn't, you know, bus in porta-potties and stuff and do all that, the whole nine.
There's about 8 porta-potties, and I think they're replaced every day, so they were decent.
That's something that I need to ask the San Francisco occupiers where they're taking their dumps, because late night, there's nothing downtown. Unless you walk down to the water and just, like, take a dump in the water or something. I don't know what you're going to do. Everything's closed down there at night. It's the financial district. It just pretty much shuts down around 5 or 6. Yeah. Good time.
So you know the question I have, don't you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know my question, right?
No.
Well, I find most Americans to be disgusting, evil creatures who wipe their ass with toilet paper. What are these? These people all walking around with stuff hanging out their ass? It must be gross. Has anybody got baby wipes? Handing out baby wipes at this Occupy whatever?
I mean, like I said, there's porta potties that are replaced every day at LA, but who knows about other places?
Well, do these porta potties come with a bidet?
A bidet? There's toilet paper in there, and I mean, I guess people can bring their own little wet ones and shit.
Well, I hope they're bringing their own little wet ones, because just the thought of all these people walking around with stuff hanging out their ass, really unappealing.
Hey, man, there was time when...
Are you getting a visual on that yet?
Yeah, lovely, thank you.
Fantastical. Thanks, Jill. We always appreciate your input. You bring so much to the program. Caleb is back. All right. What up, Caleb?
The videos. Because that's what the whole discussion revolved around. Is everyone talked, before the cables released, everyone talked about, I know the government's doing this, or I know the government's doing that. Now we can, officially say we do know. It's not a
thing. What the hell is he playing, dude? What a freak.
Ow.
My God.
Was that the thing where she says like every 4 seconds? Is that what I was hearing there?
Oh, maybe. I didn't pay attention for that. Because when you live in California, everybody talks like that. So you sort of... learn
Valley to, girls.
You learn to tune out the likes.
Yeah.
Hey, like, wow.
And you don't really pay attention to it until someone points it out, and then you can really focus on it. So he's back. Let's. All right, Caleb.
Now you weigh that against the extreme opposite, and here you have Lieberman walking in or calling Amazon about their relationship.
That's Amy.
Amy who?
Jamie, cornhole. That's Jamie.
This is Jamie talking?
Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be like Lieberman calling me and Vinkovic here and saying, what is your relationship with your children?
Fuck you, Jamie.
Okay, I hear it now. I got you. What was that? Some conversation that was recorded?
Probably one on your show.
No, that didn't sound like my show.
Didn't?
Nope. It sounded like her, though. But
you said 5 miles was 50,000 feet on that just now. Fucking idiot. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know. What? All right, the Jew's back. What's up, Jew?
I'm going to give you a link to the video of the guy doing... This is some black guy who said the word like talking to Kokesh every... I guess Kokesh is in D.C. So this isn't even, he can't even use being in California as an excuse.
Yeah, he lives in D.C.
I have an Adam versus the Man crush, by the way. Shouts out Mary Mad. She knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, you should do that. Here, I'm going to pop it into your
I got to try to get him on my show, dude.
Adam Kokesh?
Yeah.
He may come out and kick the shit out of you.
Interesting guy.
No, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that, dude. I like Ron Paul. I'd be down with him. Oh, no, I saw this. He interviews this kid. This kid is really shy and nervous. I think.
Oh,
that's,
you got to play it. It's horrible.
I'm not going to play it. It's way too long, dude. But I saw it, and it's painful.
You don't have to play the whole thing. You just pick any 20 seconds you want.
No, I'm not going to play it. That thing is painful. And it's not fair to have that one kid necessarily represent this whole thing. And, you know, it's funny, though. By the end of it, after the end of the 8 minutes, he ends up convincing him to be a Ron Paul supporter. That's what I think is kind of funny about all these Occupies is that the Fed people have kind of like they have their toe in the whole mix too, and they're kind of like a thorn in the side to these occupiers the same way they were a thorn in the side to the Tea Partiers, because they overlap with their sort of ideologies and their messages and stuff, but not totally. So like you see the Ron Paulers everywhere, and they piss everybody off. I love it. They're kind of like the ultimate political trolls, because it's like every issue the Ron Paul people have their little slant on it, and just like, oh, it pisses them off so much. The TPR, the Republicans fucking hate Ron Paul. They can't. It pisses them off so much that he's in the debates and stuff. And I think it's working the same on the left. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ron Paul and let's say Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich decided, you know what, we're going to do an independent fucking ticket. What do you think of that? How would that work? Do you think that would have a fucking flying chance in hell?
Kucinich has got some good ideas, but he's still a lefty.
Yeah, but they could unite under like some fiscal shit, like, you know, ending the Fed and.
Well, then why don't you throw in Bernie Sanders too?
Sure, Bernie Sanders could be in the mix too. It'd be a libertarian communist government. It'd be the ultimate contradiction. Huh?
The ultimate fuck you.
I'm just saying we all need to come together, man. Everybody just needs to come together. Let's forget this nonsense, this partisan nonsense.
Get that horny girl back on the line.
She's what horny girl? Which one?
The one.
I'll talk about Ron Paul for a second. Maybe not. Ron
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Give us your insight into Ron Paul. What are your thoughts?
I'd rather hear about China.
I like the fact that the right hates him. I thought it was interesting today. I was watching CNN for about 5 minutes because I was at my parents' house, and they started the top of the show with Occupy Wall Street, and right away they went into the fucking presidential election, of course. And there was a talking head on there, and this lady brought up the fact, the main anchor brought up the fact that there's Ron Paul supporters there, and that Ron Paul, I guess, is behind the protest. And then one of the talking heads was just like, yeah, and maybe that's why Ron Paul's doing so bad in the election right now and in the polls. It was so bullshit. Like, I had to turn the TV off. I haven't been watching CNN at all because I don't have it, but just like, oh, I can't. I can't believe that this is what the majority of people are watching that aren't really, like, tuned in with Twitter and what's really going on. It's just ridiculous.
That's what happens when you put out a protest that has no message and you keep it that means anybody can project their idea of what it's all about. The Republicans can go in there and pick out people and say, look, these are just Democrats. You know, mm-hmm. and the liberals can or whatever, they can say, oh, look, the Republicans are here because Ron Paul's here or conservatives. You know, they can use it for their little culture wars. You know, they can. It's exactly what the elite, the 1% want. They want everybody, you know, infighting underneath them. And it's just ridiculous. And the longer they have no specific unifying message and demand, the more everybody's gonna sort of put, you know, t- twist it and massage it into what they want it to be, whether they like it or not, whether they support it or not.
And I think also the more people, because people are going to talk to each other about what this is about, and then that's eventually everyone's going to tune into CNN and Fox and MSNBC and realize that these people are just a circus, you know, and they're going to hear the real story from people who are actually on the ground or know someone who's on the ground, and realize how just, you know, once and for all, really how blatantly the media is just a freaking sideshow and circus and puppeteered and everything.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing to me, regardless of how all this, eventually this Occupy Wall Street is going to go the same place all the other movements went to. I mean, you know, the Tea Party has kind of died down. It's more or less, you know, on the way out. The anti-war movement that died a couple of years back. You know, eventually this is going to peter out too, especially when it gets colder. But
I heard, though, that apparently the guys at New York, the really gung-ho ones, are actually preparing for, like, blizzards. Like, there's actually work being done to make sure that people can stay through the winter.
God bless them. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've lived in New York in the winter. It sucks living inside in New York in the winter.
Yeah.
Vince, when the winter comes, if the Occupy people are smart, they will all stand to get arrested immediately, because then they've got food, they've got a place to sleep, they've got an, you know, observation, they've got their everything they need, their heat, their shelter, they get their clothing with a nice jail thing. Who gives a fuck? Go get arrested and stay there the whole goddamn winter and run the occupation inside the jail. Who cares?
Yeah.
The same message. You're paying for it.
Hey, Reefer, you're live. Your mic's live, dude, if you want to jump in at any point.
Hi, Anna.
What's that?
Anna.
Oh, okay, good. I saw you complaining on Twitter why you even call in, and I thought maybe you were frustrated that you couldn't get a word in. So I just wanted to let you know everybody's unmuted on the line, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right. Unfortunately, the Jew's unmuted, too. Mm-hmm. We haven't been able to bore the balls off him enough to get him to leave. Isn't Ron Paul girl on right now or somebody?
I don't know. I have successfully gotten... all she does is talk about me now.
Yeah.
Go listen to one of her shows. All she does is talk about me.
I'm
just sort of working my way back in. It's not really a full-on assault like it was last year. It's just a little subdued, just a little something to do while I'm in the middle of other things.
Good times. Good year, everybody. Div, it sounds like Div's already asleep. Div, are you sleeping? You hear that? That's her snoring. We successfully put Div to sleep. That's the power of internet radio right there.
Wake up, Jeff.
She's out like a light.
Take her followers while she's sleeping.
She's not a loud snorer, at least.
Very peace. It's very, like, almost
Jesus
like
Christ,
a,
what is going on? I'm sorry, my chat room is just going to fucking hell. I'm gonna have to institute martial law in the chat room. I can't believe this has just gone to hell. Trying to have a respectable radio program here, and you guys are just totally abusing the privileges here in the chat room, spamming jets and green bastards and all this other crap. It's just not cool. You know, we're trying to have a civilized conversation here, and look at what you're doing. You're scrolling. You're putting Div to sleep. She's snoring, for God's sakes. Look at her.
Yep.
So I've instituted martial law in the chat room. I put moderation on mode on now, so these folks can chill out and stop scrolling. I'm going to individually mute the culprits. Talking about Kalib News, 2 minutes. You're You're going to be muted. This, who is that? Green something? Green Bastard? Yeah, that major timeout for Green Bastard. Who else do we have in here? Was that it? Was that all the people that were
Motor
scrolling?
Was scrolling blank, but
yeah. Yeah, Motormouth was doing the blank scrolling.
Lowell
Zone just flipped me off, so I'm going to put him on timeout as well. Oops, I put Mary Matt on timeout. That's not right. That's
she mad.
There we go. So now I put all the folks on timeout, and I will uninstitute martial law and bring everybody back in to the conversation. If you want to chat now, it should be pretty clear in there. And I'll put Div on mute so we don't hear her continue to snore like that. Let's take another call here. Block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's that?
This is Prison Reform Movement.
Oh, hey.
God.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Movement.
Welcome
to the
show.
How's everybody?
Good.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited that I have you on the show. It's great. This is the first time we've had Prison Reform on the show. First long-time caller, long-time listener, first-time caller, Prison Reform Movement. What's on your mind tonight, honey?
I just thought I would drop in and say hello and grace you with my presence for just a few moments.
I like presents. That's cool.
no pro. I
like
love you.
How are you?
I'm just hanging.
Good. Did Laura ever come out of her closet?
Me?
Lauren or Laura? Or Laura?
No,
who's Laura?
Laura. We had a flip out on Twitter. I was just wondering. Did she ever
come
to her?
Oh, no, not the dreaded Twitter flip out. That's
the
terrible.
Yeah.
I don't think she came out of the closet. That was finalized yet.
We'll wait. There's plenty of time left. We got our whole lives in front of us. Crazy shit. So, how are you doing? What's going on?
In my life here right now, not a whole lot is going on. Not a whole lot.
What's the Texas case?
To everybody.
What's the Texas case?
Right. You know, he's been locked up in Texas on death row for over 20 years now. The DA that originally convicted him refuses to test the DNA that has been preserved this whole time. His case has been stayed a few times by the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and you know, all we're asking for is that the DNA be tested.
Yeah, I saw what you were saying. I just didn't know the case.
What's the name?
Well, he is accused of killing his former partner and her two children. Evidently, though, what has been said and what is factual that we know of is that he was drugged at the time. The actual killer of the case is now deceased. We strongly believe that it was one of the victim's uncle.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What's the name?
Hank Skinner.
Hank Skinner?
All right.
Yes.
Wow.
Spelled like it sounds?
Spelled exactly like it sounds. If anybody wants to check out the case,
right,
you can go to hankskinner.org.
VRB OpNoPro. Go ahead, sorry.
And I would just appreciate some support on that. We cannot allow another Troy Davis to take place in the United States of America.
So, Prison Reform Movement, are you keeping up with all the Occupy stuff? Is there an Occupy in your area that you're keeping tabs on?
There is an Occupy in my area that is going to start on October 15th. And, of course, I'm going to go and check it out and be a part of.
Excellent.
I'm actually going to drag my 73-year-old aunt out there with me.
Oh, awesome.
She has been lucky enough to witness some of the Op BART protests with me, and I just got her kind of interested in protests and what's going on in the United States of America, and so I think it's cool that she wants to go with me, and so I'm going to drag her out there with me. 73 years old.
Oh, yeah. I hope when I'm 73, I'm cruising around and checking things out. Yeah, good times. Everybody's been unmuted in the chat room, by the way, so please behave in there. We have ladies present, notably Lauren and Prison Reform Movement. And
I do
also
enjoy tasteful misbehavior.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, although I do enjoy tasteful misbehavior.
Tasteful misbehavior. That's a good one. I might use that. OpNoPro, are you fapping right now? What's going on?
Me?
Yeah. You
I'm
sound like you're breathing.
Soy sauce
really
on my rice.
Sounds like it. Okay. So we have OpNoPro. We have Dibs. Let's see. Is she still sleeping? Yep. Still sleeping. Yep. Dibs.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's my breathing. My breathing.
We have you, OpNoPro fapping. We have Dibs sleeping.
No. It's just
the Jew,
breathing.
The Jew is. Are you done with your latte, Jew?
I've been done with my latte, but I don't think she's snoring.
So what's up? Is Yom Kippur over?
Hold on a second. Don't get me off track. I don't think she's snoring.
She is snoring. She's sleeping.
I don't know. Think back to the movie Sling Blade. I think she's sharpening a sling blade. Listen again.
All right, there she is right there. She's unmuted.
Very rhythmic.
She's sharpening a sling blade. She's going to go out and kill somebody.
Ooh.
By the way, it's time for prayer.
Oh, very, very well then. Please, Jew, lead us in prayer. I'll put Div on mute. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Dear Jesus, for all the prosecutors who lose cases years later from DNA evidence that has to be tested, and then try to file charges yet again, please give them cancer of the testicles or anus, if you could. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say, I just made a friend.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Jack.
I don't trust these prosecutors, because you know why I don't trust them?
No. Why?
They're lawyers.
They don't
lawyers.
Prosecute CEOs of companies that get.
No, if you ask a prosecutor if you get a truth, if you can get truth out of one of them, if you ask them whether or not they prosecute because they believe somebody's guilty, or they prosecute because they believe they can get the conviction, 9 times out of 10, it's because they think they can get the conviction. It doesn't matter whether they think the guy or woman is guilty or not.
I have to agree with you. That's the absolute truth.
It is the absolute truth. And that's what makes them the slime balls that they are. That's what makes them deserving of a very painful form of cancer that will make them go in agony over months at a time. Because they've sold their souls.
Yeah.
They've sold
ironically,
their souls.
Ironically, the ethics of lawyerism sort of set them up for that, though, because
lawyers don't have that.
It's sort of like, thou shalt not work for something that you're not completely certain of because you don't want to be paid more in case you're wrong, sort of a deal. And I think that's something that's going on in Fullerton, because the DA only put one murder charge out and gave another guy involuntary manslaughter. Even though this guy Cincinnati I'm talking about the Kelly Thomas case, by the way, but the man Cincinnati who got manslaughter, if you want to call him an officer, after he tased Kelly 4 times, beat Kelly in the face until he went silent with the butt of his taser, and he only got involuntary manslaughter. And I just wonder, like, was that because it was really involuntary manslaughter by the definition, or just because the DA thought, well, that's all I can really get him on based on the evidence I have, despite the fact. It's gross.
Actually, I believe that was Officer Ramos who's up for involuntary manslaughter.
Ramos got murder. Ramos got murdered. And Cincinnati got the involuntary manslaughter. Ramos was the one who basically started it, per se. And the reasoning is he was the one who set up the entire situation so that Kelly Thomas would in which Kelly Thomas was killed. Therefore, he is the cause of the murder. And even though this man Cincinnati beat Kelly Thomas in the face until he went silent, that for some reason isn't seen as the cause of the murder. It's just sort of seen as manslaughter, involuntary. It just doesn't make much sense to me because I'm taking criminal law right now. It's like I'm studying these definitions of what's murder and what's involuntary manslaughter, and it's so slimy and tricky, and I see what he did. I see what the prosecutor did, but it's not right, and I can totally tell he only charged the involuntary manslaughter because of, you know, this whole causation element of how Kelly died, and I guess they say Kelly died from suffocation and not from brain death, so that's the either-or on whether or not it's murder or manslaughter for that guy. It's interesting, and it is very slimy and gross, but at the same time, there's this weird ethics standard where it's like, if you don't have the evidence to convict for it, then it's unethical, quote unquote, to try to convict someone for something that you don't have the evidence for. I don't know.
I heard that before.
Yeah.
I imagine we watch the same YouTube videos.
A small world. All right, Caleb is back. What's up, Caleb?
Attention, citizens of the world.
Oh,
it seems
Christ.
Many have been scared by our use of the word kill. They have sought to distort our message and attempt to create a new fake Facebook operation. I would like to ensure all our Facebook supporters that we will launch as per planned on the 5th of November 2011. This is our world now. We exist without nationality, without religious bias. We have the right to not be surveilled.
That's it?
Not be stalked, and not be used for profit. We have the right to not live as slaves. We are anonymous, we are legion, we do not forgive, we do not forget, expect us.
Kadok, I always do expect you. Green Bastard is going to get... I'm sorry, my chat room is blowing up again. These goddamn scrollers. Green Bastard gets 2 minutes for scrolling. Somebody get that, please. The muffins are done. Oh, my God. Okay, Lauren's here with me. Thank God, Lauren. You've been a godsend. Thank you for hanging out and toughing it out through this whole ordeal that I call a radio show. Reefer, you've been very quiet. Is there anything on your mind? Anything you want to share with the folks? We got plenty of time to kill here, dude. Okay. Well, your mic's hot, so anytime you have the urge, feel free to go for it. Let's check back in with Div and see if Div is actually still sleeping.
Sharpening
check this
up.
Out. Let's see. All right. Can somebody get that? Oh, it was Caleb. Sorry, my bad. Div, are you there? Hello, Div. You're hot. Hello? Yep, still sleeping. Okay. Of course, prison reform movement's here with us. Prison reform movement. Do you have a website or anything you want to plug while we have you here live on the air?
I do. I have a blog. It's on WordPress, and it's Prison Movement. And I try to keep it pretty updated. There's times when I don't post for a couple days. There are times that I post heavily. It's pretty relevant to what's going on with our criminal justice system right now. And I believe that our criminal justice system is corrupt and pretty flawed, and I'm sure Lauren would agree with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that black guy, whatever happened to that black guy? He used to be an actor who went around and filmed the police, the one they shoved into a plate glass window.
Actor?
Yeah, he was an actor.
Not ringing a bell.
Yeah, he was an actor, and he went around, this was years ago before anybody was doing any of this stuff. He went around filming the police. Anytime they stopped somebody, he'd film them. And I think it was because he got pissed off because they one day stopped him for no reason and didn't like something that he said, so the cop shoved him face first into a plate glass window while handcuffed. Apparently somebody got
I hate when that happens.
Somebody got it on video.
Just life. That's life in California.
Yeah, and yeah. That sort of turned him. Oh yeah, he was married to.
You know what? You kidding me? That happened to me. That happens to me every day on my way to.
Oh, it doesn't Bart. Happen to you.
That's,
stop.
That's
that.
Just how it is. It's life on Bart. All right, dude.
Stop that. This is serious stuff. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense.
Go ahead, Jill. My bad. Exactly. My bad.
Yeah, I mean, really. Don't make me start praying in the wrong direction. So anyway, he was married to another. He was married to an. Oh, that's right. He was married to a Hollywood actress. I gotta find out if his YouTube channel's still around. They find ways to get rid of those YouTube channels. The cops will make a complaint or a DCMA complaint, claiming that it was taken from some news organization without their permission to get rid of them. You know, that kind of crap.
Wow.
But that was 6-7 years ago. That was prior to anybody doing any of this stuff. Now you got everybody getting thrown in jail because they take videos of cops. I love the guy who did the warrantless searches in Arizona, the ones about 100 miles on the border on the east-west highway, where they would stop everybody and ask if they were U.S. citizens while the drug-sniffing dog sniffed around the car. You don't mind if we come in your car. You don't mind. You gotta see some of these. There's some great YouTube people out there who take fantastic videos, such as 4409's channel. He's great. He's got a good one on there where he's traveling into California and gets stopped by some checkpoint where they're checking for plants.
It's an agricultural thing.
The agriculture. Well, he leads this
and
poor
ferrets.
Old guy. And ferrets.
No ferrets are allowed through...
This is not
15-mile area where you can never get them into California because you have to bypass the no ferret area. It's crazy.
What do you mean no ferret? This is not some kind of
there are
thing.
No ferrets allowed on the way in to California.
Wait a minute.
So there's a 15-mile wraparound strip that goes around the plant area. You follow?
No.
It goes around the area where you're being... Okay.
Are
that area is Nevada...
Wait a minute, are the homosexuals still putting ferrets up their ass?
No, those were gerbils.
Actually, Jew, they are. I can report that they are, Jew. There is a secret underground ferret smuggling industry where that employs a lot of unemployed homosexuals that they pull off the street in the Castro district, and they employ them to smuggle ferrets up their anal passage into the People's Republic of California. Yes, you're right.
They really are elite.
And it's not a joke. Yep.
Anyway, you're not allowed to have
ferrets. How could you stand still?
Within a 15-mile area.
Oh, dude. Have you ever been to San Francisco, dude?
Yes, but a long
time
ago.
There's some amazing freaks of nature in the city.
Walk to a sex shop in the Castro. You will have never.
Or go to the Folsom Street Fair. Check that out.
Yeah.
Walk around there for about 20
hopeful.
Minutes. Tell me what you think.
The sex shops in Castro are the bomb, okay?
They are the bomb. I'm not
they are
them.
The bomb.
What does that mean?
It is a feast for your senses, absolutely.
Well, give me an example.
Gag balls, one example.
Gag balls. Did these come with
gag
people
balls.
Or they just come alone?
No, they come alone. They don't come with people. You use them on people.
Well, then why would that be interesting?
Believe me, it is.
Dude, have you
very
seen
large
Pulp Fiction?
Metal balls. treatment for your ass.
Wait a minute, what did she say?
It's a very large metal balls. There's a lot of like BDSM stuff. So things like
really?
Metal balls meant to be shoved up your ass. You know, all kinds of just torture tools. And
they're like
Benoit
balls, but they're bowling balls with five fingers. You know,
who is this speaking?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Miss Becker.
You're Miss what?
I'm Miss Becker. I'm Lauren.
Oh,
Ms. Becker,
okay.
Lauren,
you're not the
yes.
prison reform movement.
No.
I was a little bit shocked. All right. Tell me more now. Now that I have the context.
No, oh, fuck. Law school.
What the hell
not
is he talking
reform.
About?
I'm in law
but,
school.
It always makes sense. You'll just
that's off no problem.
Are you in law school on purpose?
Am I in law school on purpose?
Yeah.
Yes and no. The plan was to graduate from college and get a job and then figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And, you know, just like everyone else and why we're protesting, we can't get jobs.
Well, certainly not.
And my dad is an attorney, and, you know, I am interested in making macro changes. So I went to the law school route. And it's like fucking, it's easy.
you would agree with me that attorneys have no soul, right?
Oh, yeah. I know.
All right. Well, tell us about that.
No, no. It's a high five.
Hi, Mark.
Tell me a little bit more about Daddy.
Attorneys don't have a soul. I would say that the whole process of figuring out an argument and how to be right is it makes people slimy. And there's a way to do it well, and there's a way to do it right. And you do have the right to say, I'm not taking this time. They're wrong. You know, this isn't an ethical case for me to take. But there are people who are just in it for the money, and they think they're great at arguing, and they think they're great at, you know, making any argument come through in court, even really bad ones, evil ones. And they will, you know, argue any case for the money. And there are good ones as well. I mean, you do have Lederman Devine who's defending
Commander X,
of course, and a lot of the medical marijuana people now that the feds are coming in. So, I mean, there's good and there's bad, and then there's good lawyers who become bad or have moments of bad. But I was lucky to be raised by my father, who is an attorney and is very ethical. And, you know, I don't know if he's ever been super evil before, but by what I know of him and how he raised me, I don't, you know, every time he gets a slimy case, he doesn't take it. So there's good lawyers and there's bad lawyers, and the art of being a lawyer can set you up for being a soulless slime bag. But there's also, you know, there's room to be good within attorneyism, I would say.
And your father was not the one that... started you on this Castro sex shop thing.
My dad, apparently, I don't get to see his artsy side very often, but apparently he used to be artsy, and then he just kind of went the law route, and now he's sort of
sterile.
Yeah. He has his moments, though. He does have his moments.
How many names does he have?
Just one, and then it's a name that has a short version.
Well, no, I'm saying how many legal names does he have? Does he have three, like most people, or four?
What do you mean? He just has... firm?
Lots of lawyers have four names.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
He's in a firm with four names.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, like, yeah, he's a partner in a firm, and the top four people is the name of the firm. But he himself just has his name. I don't know if he's ever practiced under another name. I doubt it.
No, I wasn't saying under an alias. I said, how many names does he have? Because a lot of lawyers have four names.
Like a first name, two middle names, and a last name? I don't know what you're getting at.
Yeah,
no, like four different partners.
No.
Well,
just
he's
what
a part
she
of
just
a
said.
Huge firm that has like 700 to 1,000 attorneys in it, and it's nationwide.
Good.
So.
That's too many right there. They should have stopped with that firm. That's horrible. Okay, back to the sex shops. Continue.
Back to the sex shops. That's it. LGBT rights.
Do you frequent them often?
Do I frequent them often? Not often. I mean, I frequent them probably as often as I would frequent, say, Barnes & Noble.
Well, Barnes & Noble went out of business. They're kind of gone. Yeah.
Yeah, how do these sex shops stay in business? You can get all this shit online.
That's what I was just going to say. You can get everything online, delivered right to your house. You don't even have to venture out. But it is kind of cool to go in and just, it's a different world inside of a sex shop. It really is.
Well, tell me, I've never been.
Well, then you should go so you can experience that.
I'm on the East Coast, and I lived in Egypt
you know
for
what,
a while.
Oh, you know what I'll do? I'll try to do an exclusive man on the street. I'll go into one and see if they'll let me video.
I don't want to hear your take on a sex shop. I want to hear hers.
All right, you know what? People are going nuts in my chat room. I got to take care of this.
You are so anal
about,
with the damn chat
that,
room.
Well, look at it. I have people that legitimately want to interact with the show, and I can't interact with them while these people are going nutsoid with the spamming.
If they want to interact with the show, let them get their food. Let them drop the polio and call.
Yeah, I'm mad, bro. I'm mad, and I'm muting you, green bastard, whoever the fuck you are.
That's horrible.
I'll try to describe the pleasure chest in West Hollywood for you. That's sort of a good standard.
Oh yeah, please do.
Pleasure chest first of all has like workshops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to one, but I know they have one and they have a curtain to sort of cover what's going on. So I'll start with that little thing there. And then you go in and to your left are like books and like bachelorette and bachelor party toys. And
well, hold on a second. What did you go in to buy the last time?
I usually go into Pleasure Chest to buy Playgirl magazine. That's usually it. And every now and then, you know, you get your new vibrator when it breaks.
And what do you do with these Playgirl magazines?
Speaking of
Playgirl?
Which, mine just broke. I need to get a new one.
Stop jumping then. You're really messing up my rhythm here.
My butt plug is doing double duty.
You are really messing up my rhythm. You know, stop sex shop.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Ju. Go ahead, Ju. Carry on.
Stop sex shop.
I don't know what I do with the Playgirl magazine.
Well, that seems so vanilla to me.
So they seem vanilla to you?
No, Playgirl seems so vanilla. You didn't sound like a vanilla girl at the beginning there.
Playgirl is very vanilla, but I like
a white girl,
know,
dude. So technically, she is vanilla.
Now look at you, sex shop like blocking me again. Cut it out. So,
well, there aren't very many magazines for straight women who want to look at naked dudes. So that's just kind of the default, right?
So I'm
kind of a gay man in a woman's body.
So you're telling me that there's no naked dudes in any of these sex shops?
It like naked dudes just standing in the sex shop?
No, that's outside. That's outside on the street.
Yeah, that's in West Hollywood. Depending
well, then
on
why
day
would you? Why would you have to go inside if it's outside? The weather's
well,
a little
I'm usually
there, right?
West Hollywood. Every corner of West Hollywood, you got a tranny, you know. And if you're a hot girl walking around the corner, and you're like dressed up nice, they chase you down because you know you're on their turf.
The trannies do.
Yeah. That didn't happen to me, but that happened to my...
I used to get chased by trannies in Thailand, but they just wanted an encounter. But they would never take no for an answer.
Well, these ones, I mean, because everyone knows to go to Santa Monica Boulevard and Sunset Boulevard for your tranny fix, so they don't have to chase anyone down for that. But if you're a woman who looks like competition, they chase you down to get you off the turf.
I see.
Which is interesting. Anyways, the sex shop. You have bachelorette parties and books, and then you have a section with lingerie, and then you have all your lubes and your condoms, and huge selection at some places.
Do you have a preference in lubes?
Just like a basic water-based one, yeah, or like sometimes a flavored one.
Which flavor?
I have one that's cherry. Here, wait, I have my box here. Let me see what I have. I have cherry.
And is the cherry for you or for the other person?
Whoever.
It could be for both, right?
It could be for both. It's called actually, yeah. I recommend this one. It tastes like candy. It's called Sex Tarts is the brand, and it's called Cherry Pop.
Okay.
And it's $6. But it actually tastes very good.
I mean, is this something you use when the other person is not exactly, you know, like maybe they're not circumcised, you know, a little bit.
Well, you'd hope that they've taken a bath or a shower in the last 24 hours or so.
24 hours? I think I'd put that limit at about an hour and a half. I don't know if I'd go
less,
that long.
Yeah, or less.
There's some really strange stuff that can...
But did your Occupy guide have a shower in the last 24 hours? Do you know that?
I didn't taste.
Well, if you heard the beginning of the show, you know, that whole thing about them wiping and all that, that's disgusting. I think they need some high-power water jets or something, maybe a fountain that they could just...
Bidets. Can you imagine Occupy bidets?
Well, listen, I'm all for...
Yeah, in L.A., I could actually... That could be one of their demands. We need bidets for everybody. Every toilet has to have a bidet.
I am all for having bidets and all these occupied things. I think that's a grand idea.
And just out in the open, no walls around them.
Evidently, you've not been to Amsterdam.
I haven't been out of... I've only been to, like, Club Med in Mexico. Actually, I've been to Rosarito in Mexico as well.
All right,
that doesn't
count. Let me tell you about Amsterdam. Amsterdam,
tell me about Amsterdam.
They have urinals on the streets for men.
Wow.
That you could just walk up to, and they're just out in the open.
I need to go there.
We're going to go around the horn and wrap up the show here. We're getting dangerously close to being over with. Let's start with Div. Div, anything you'd like to say before we go? All right. We'll come back to you, Div. OpNoPro, anything you'd like to say before we get the hell out of here?
I don't know. It was an unusual show. Good luck, everybody, and stay safe.
Exactly. Reefer, anything you'd like to say before we get out of here?
I am seriously questioning my direction of life after tonight's show.
Perfect. A mission accomplished. Thank you for tuning in and sticking it out, brother. Who else do we have here? Prison reform movement. Anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
Just check out hankskinner.org for me, please. And love you guys and stay safe. Thanks for having me, Vince.
Oh, anytime. You're welcome here anytime, honey. I appreciate the call. That's prison reform movement. God. Caleb, final thoughts, Caleb. Your last shot. Go ahead. CNN news break? What the hell? Dude. Oh, my God. Lauren, Ms. Becker, any final thoughts before we leave here?
If anyone's at Occupy LA this weekend, hopefully I'll be there, and I will have a Nana Bear. It's a teddy bear with a V-mask, so look out for me.
That would be a Nana Bear?
A Nana Bear. Here,
You should create that Twitter account, a Nana Bear.
It actually already exists, but I'll make one with, like, underscore or something.
Oh, yeah, no, a Nana Bear LA.
Okay, that works. I'll do that.
I will totally follow that and pimp that, you know, follow Friday or whatever.
Okay. I'll put it up.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Lauren, and you're always welcome to call in again. I appreciate your contribution.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Jew, what a deal.
Yes. Do you think I'm the cause of your show being different tonight?
It's possible. It's possible.
Was it for the better or was it for the worse? Because I really haven't liked the direction your show's been going.
I always appreciate your insights and you bring a different opinion and
you
kind of bore the balls off me at times, but.
Yeah.
But you know, I was at a certain point. I can only vamp so much, and you do a pretty good job of it every once in a while.
It is my specialty. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming through, Jew. That's it. I'm Vince of the Bay. Check me out on Twitter. OpNoPro. Did I say goodbye to you yet?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
All right, cool. I'm no problem. Thanks for coming out. I always feel like I missed somebody. I thought it went down the line. That's it, everybody. I'm out of here. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I love you all. I'll make love to you all. I will make love to you all on the airwaves again very soon. That's it. Peace out.
Surface and watch the surface in the grass. love when you talk so tough.
Of course you do, baby. That's why you're my girlfriend on the side. California!
Oh, yeah. And listen, Div is still sleeping. Listen. So while Div is sleeping and snoring there, this just in, apparently Anonymous is going to be, I've been hearing through the grapevine, is that apparently at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, it looks like Anonymous will be targeting the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE.com, which of course is not the actual stock exchange itself. It's the outward-facing website, but it's the official website of the New York Stock Exchange. I'd seen this rumored on Twitter for a while and on the internet, but apparently it's confirmed via several different accounts that are. This account is Operation Leaks, who's a friend of the show, called in the show a couple of times, good people, and somebody that I would consider, on good authority. If he tweets out that something's going down, I would. And I also saw Gabriella Coleman, whatever her name is, She alluded to this as well. I think that's sort of the consensus. That's why I'm reporting here that allegedly today, this is the tweet from Operation Leaks. Attention, Anonymous will be knocking on the doors of Target NYSE.com today, October 10th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your walls up and hit them. So that was tweeted 2 minutes ago by Operation Leaks. Once again, it says, attention, Anonymous. We will be knocking on the doors of Target New York Stock Exchange.com today, October 10th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Get your walls up and hit them. So that seems to be what the dealio is. We'll see how that works out. 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's a half hour before the close of the markets. So that'll be interesting. We'll see how that goes. It'll be interesting to see if CNBC or Bloomberg or anybody reports on this. But there you go. Vince in the Bay reporting live now via Blog Talk Radio and disorderly conduct. That's it for Mega Show. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I appreciate it. If you're listening to this in the archive or in the podcast, thank you so much. And once again, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. I love you. Good night.
Thank you very much.